kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. What a fantastic program we have in store for you today. We talk with Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union, about the Bayer-Monsanto merger and how it's going to impact small and mid-sized farmers. Preview, it ain't looking good. Plus, Jason Doctor, business owner from Bismarck and also a North Dakota House representative, talks about the Renaissance Zones, tax incentive funds, and how the same people tend to get access to the politicians who disperse that money. Also, the same people tend to get the money. Plus, U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp talks about Linda McMahon with the Small Business Administration. And professional photographer Bruce Crummy talks about how he had to go to some different price points in order to keep his business going, plus kids and capitalism and much, much more. All that on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Put your stuff on the market, you can make a million too.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we hear from U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
Role that SBA should be playing that we were disappointed that may not have been as aggressive as what they should have been in the last several years, and I look forward to continuing to work with Senator Inhofe on a legislative solution to a lot of our problems. I want to talk about two groups of entrepreneurs that I think are looking for a different level of engagement and involvement. We've talked a lot about programs, and the first is young entrepreneurs, and the second are native entrepreneurs. And thank you so much for coming to my office. We had a great discussion, but I'm concerned that young entrepreneurs frequently may be able to write the best app or write the best program. They somehow don't know how to translate that into business. I personally believe that we are experiencing a complete failure in financial literacy in America that is finding its way into the business community. And I'm interested in your thoughts, and I'm going to just throw in the Native piece, and then you can have the rest of my time. Native Americans have experienced a lot of economic challenges, really from the initial engagement in this country. The challenges that SBA has in Indian country are exacerbated by the challenges we have with jurisdiction and the challenges that we have with making sure that there's a commercial code that people can rely on. And so I think I'm interested in how you can work with both these groups of entrepreneurs to engage a future for small business in America, especially in Indian country, but among young entrepreneurs.
Obviously, I have more experience with young entrepreneurs than I do in Indian country, and I would look forward to working with you and understanding more of the situations that are in your state relative to how Small Business Administration can be beneficial to our Indian small business developers. So, and I look forward to that, so thank you. Young entrepreneurs, I've found, are great with ideas. Some of them have a great business savvy. Some of them have no clue what to do. They're in their garage, or they're in their dorm room, or wherever it is they are. They've developed this unbelievable app. They've got all kinds of stuff and all. Suddenly, boy, somebody's going to buy me, and I'm going to be a millionaire. But it doesn't always work that way. And I think there's a discipline that needs to be shown more to our young entrepreneurs. I sit on the board of trustees of Sacred Heart University in Connecticut. And one of the things that we do is incubate small business development there. And as we strive to sort of walk these young entrepreneurs through the steps of business, but they're actually creating businesses. They've developed T-shirts and hats with logos, understanding intellectual property, and all of that and how that is managed. So that whole educational process is like, wow, this is how it works. But they are making success of it, and they're running successful businesses. And we need to continue that, not just in our universities. But I have kids, you know, in high school, they don't know how to balance a checkbook. And it's, you know, it's like, really, we need to have that fundamental understanding, I think, of basics of economics, you know, as we move forward to develop this next generation of our young business people.
I don't think there's any dispute here that we need to grow the financial literacy in order for people to be successful. I saw it when I was tax commissioner, people with great ideas, great ability, didn't know how to file even the simplest of tax forms. And so not that we shouldn't have fewer tax forms, but there is going to be a need for some tax forms to be filed. And so I look forward to continuing our discussion, especially about the challenges of Native Americans in entrepreneurship.
Thank you very much.
And that was U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp. To listen to the full-length interview or other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
But awake in the morning there, jokes all I say, she's smiling back at me.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
And there was a drinking, she started looking at me. But awake in the morning, she's smiling back at me, oh, back at me.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
I turn around, wake in the morning and she's smiling down. Wake in the morning, hey, Georgia's all I say. She's smiling back at me, oh, back at me.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has defined himself as one of the top realtors in the nation, and those skills used in real estate can and will translate into your business world. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty have created business tactics and strategies that are getting attention from around the nation. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with inventor Peter Carl from QMast. The microwave oil production that you've come up with, is it just fracturing the heck out of those rocks?
No. It does fracture the rocks, but it's a little different than that. When you the way the microwave system works is you put an antenna down hole, and you've got a series of pipes coming out of the hole, and they're called waveguides. And what you're doing is you're pumping microwave energy from the surface down this pipe into a radiating antenna, and it's a directional antenna. And what it does is it sends out a beam, the microwave energy, and it starts rapidly heating the rock. This system is 500 kilowatts of power, so it'd be similar to like 500 microwave ovens down the hole itself. And what it does is it's near the well. Microwaves don't penetrate a long distance, and I think that's one of the reasons that they were overlooked for so long. But what happens is you heat the water that's in the rock very rapidly, and that causes the rock to fracture. And as that superheated water comes back towards the hole, it starts to strip the oil out. And some energy is lost into the oil itself, but for all in all, the water is a big key there, and it strips all the material out of the rock. Now, when the water and the oil is gone from the rock itself is fairly transparent to the microwaves themselves. So, for instance, most of your rocks are like if it's a sandstone reservoir, those are quartz sands, and they have low losses. Calcium carbonate, limestone, they have low losses. Shells, aluminum silicates, they have low losses. So the wave can penetrate through there and start heating water and oil farther in, farther away from the antenna itself.
To listen to the full-length interview with inventor Peter Carl, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.